Welcome, everyone. It's been a little while since I've done a show. I was trying to take care of some business and pay some bills. You know how that goes. You got to take care of home first when you're trying to do some things. But I took care of these particular issues, but now I'm back doing the regular weekly show, so expect that in the near future. Anyway, so as we look at today's topic, it's going to be, should women be allowed to hit men with no consequences? So I got a sister to join me on the show, Miss Jane Speaks from YouTube, and I'll bring her in and let her introduce herself to you guys. And Jane, you on the show?
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
It's going good. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I am on YouTube. I do it as a hobby. I love discussing social issues. And so basically I do a show really when I feel like it, or if there's something going on in the news that interests me or that moves me, then I'll produce a show. But I really just, I do my videos mostly as a hobby. I think it's fun. I think it's a good way to get people talking about what's going on in the world, and that's it.
Now, yeah, it is fun because you get to meet all kind of different people and get different points of view and have people, you know, join in. But this particular, and why I did the show, is behind the bus driver and that uppercut that went all over the world. And I know, you know, you saw that video as well. You did a video. What's your short opinion about it before I actually play the audio of that video?
My opinion about it is I feel like she was absolutely wrong for attacking him, and I really just don't feel like it's fair that the bus driver was fired and may possibly be going to jail.
Well, I've been following that. Let me correct you on that. He's still suspended without pay. He isn't fired because he's a union member, and they can't just fire you up for anything. I actually just saw an updated video that he just had his hearing, and I'm going to see if I can get that and put that up on YouTube if I get a chance. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play the bus driver video. If you never heard it before and you never seen it, I don't know where you've been, but I'm going to go ahead and play the audio. It's about a minute and 34 seconds to let y'all hear that, and then we'll get back with Jane and talk about it a little bit more. Here we go.
Yeah, girl. Girl, the queue on the bus. That's a fool.
You and your bitch.
I'll bring my daughter up in. I'll bring my granddaughter up in.
Okay, well, bring her, nigga. Bring your mammy up here, bitch, and I'll be your ass too.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, our dog got home too, nigga.
Look like somebody to slice your face up.
Oh, you motherfucker.
That video. Jane, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the very first time I saw that video, I just put a video up, right? And I love people on YouTube, but they'll send me stuff right then. That man, a brother sent and say, man, you need to look at this video. I say, oh, Lord, world star again. So I get up on there, I look at that video, I'm telling you, man, I was crying, laughing. I was like, yes! Yeah, I was happy. I was happy that dude hit that chick. You know why I was happy?
No.
That dude's hit knock a chick like that out, but he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the dudes like that particular video. And then they got females that agree with it as well. But I'm sorry,
yeah.
I was screaming and hollering when he did it. You get what I'm saying? But I don't know how you felt when you saw it. That's just my opinion.
When I saw it, I saw me. That's the perspective that I have. I didn't see man and woman. I just saw someone being attacked and then someone reacting. I saw someone attacking and I saw someone reacting. So, you know, that's kind of my position on it. It's like so many times you see the attacker or someone being so comfortable being the aggressor and just being violent without any thought. And then once you react to that aggression, then all of a sudden they're the victim. See, at the end, she was talking about, you know, my dad's going to get you. My man's going to get you. Everybody's now she's a victim. After she spit on him, after she assaulted him, after she could have, she risks everybody's life on the bus. After
mm-hmm.
she's done all of this, now she's the victim. You're
yep.
going to jail. I'm calling, you know, everybody's calling the police, but they're really calling the police on him. Why didn't they call the police when she assaulted him?
Exactly. And all of a sudden, she was a female after he hit her. Why she
yes.
wasn't told before, hey, you're a female. Leave that guy alone. Stop challenging him. Stop stepping into his space. You're not going to win that fight. Why all of a sudden she was a female then? That's a
yes.
question I always had.
Well, that's a good question as well. I will say this, though. See, I'm a firm believer in you protect yourself. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You protect yourself. Had this been a situation where some guy, you know, a girl was going back and forth with the guy, and the guy stepped to her and assaulted her first, I would say you pick up the closest thing you could find and you try to wear his ass out or you take him out. That's my position. I am not one for bullying. I don't care who's doing it. And so when I saw her attacking him, the first thing I saw was a bully. I really didn't see a woman attacking a man. It was more like, you know, here's a bully assaulting somebody. And not only that, he's in a very vulnerable position right now because
mm-hmm.
he's driving.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's why I don't know, I'm very passionate about it, but I'm more passionate about it from a, you know, assaultee position, more so than male-female.
Well, because see, women like her, and many men can agree with this, they get away with so much. They can do what she did, hit you, spit on you, but the moment you hit them back and they call a man on you, you going straight to jail. It don't matter if she hit you, you going to jail. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of guys don't want to lose their job. A lot of these guys don't want to get no criminal records. In America, once you get a criminal record, you financially ruined. You are, because you can't get certain jobs, you can't do this and do that, and it puts you in a very messed up position. You do whatever time you do to society, but it's like a lifetime jail sentence financially. So a lot of these guys walk off and, like, you know, let these females get away with it, and they know it due to this extreme version of feminism.
Well, that's the problem. There is no middle ground here in America. You're either on one extreme or the other. There's no middle place. I saw a story. I was researching, doing a bit of research today on the internet, and there is a story where a woman, 19-year-old woman, this is a white couple, 19-year-old woman pregnant, pushed her 24-year-old husband down from out of a window, 25th floor window. Of course, he's dead. And she had a history of domestic violence against him, and he even had a restraining order against him. His parents were interviewed, and they were talking about how they always taught him never to hit a woman. Well, never hitting a woman, or at least restraining her from hitting you, ended up with him dead. So if I had a son, my lesson to my son would be, no, you don't strike a woman if you're having a, you know, verbal argument, but you don't allow a woman to assault you ever.
Well, let me tell you something, Jane. As a son, you know, being and my mother would always say, you never hit a woman under no circumstances. You just restrain her. Okay, what if you can't restrain her? Then what?
Then you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, but
that's what
guys are taught. And then just recently in this day and time, the guys are saying, man, the hell with that. I said, I'm knocking this chick head off her shoulders if she do me something. And then every time...
Sometimes you have to. You know, some of these women, and they don't have to be the biggest women in the world, but sometimes, you know, I mean, they can be quite, how do I say this? Well, sometimes you just have to do what you have to do in order to, you know, kind of bring them back into reality.
Well, I bet that Miss Shadia Lane got a reality check that she should have got at home, that you don't put your hands on no man. And my thing is, that chick got a jaw out of this world because, man, I thought she'd have been knocked out of the way. That, I mean, he followed through with that uppercut, and that dude is huge. I mean, like, I seen him on that interview. I don't know if you looked at the other interview he had when I put it on my YouTube channel. That dude's a big dude. He's not no little cat.
Where, the one where he was going to jail or something?
Yeah,
he had to register. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Well, he's a big dude. So I'm thinking that dude, you know, came from the ground and just all leg strength hit her, and she still got back up. I say either she was on dope, adrenaline, or something, and she wouldn't stop fighting him. I mean, he was choking her and everything. She would not stop.
Well,
that was amazing
females.
To me.
Yeah, those are the females that probably will not learn a lesson, and she'll be fighting someone else probably soon.
Yeah, but check this out. I saw her Facebook page because somebody sent it to me. And they say, mm-hmm. Oh, look at her Facebook page. Look what she's saying. And I saw on this chick's Facebook page, he said, yeah, I'm going to get paid now. Y'all going to see. He shouldn't have put his hand on me. I'm going to get paid. So she's sitting up there on the Facebook saying she going to get paid.
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I didn't put her out on YouTube about her Facebook page because I try to have some sort of integrity, not to be messy like that. But yeah, I saw her on Facebook. She talking all kind of cash noise on her.
Well, hopefully they throw her case right out the fucking door. Oh, I'm sorry, can I curse?
Yeah, you can say whatever. Hey, you on my show, you can say whatever you want to say.
Oh, well, I hope they throw it right out the door. I'm so serious. It's like when people are looking to become famous like that, you can't. You cannot reward that. Once you reward that, then everybody becomes, you know, prey.
It was a funny part you're talking about. Let me make you, because you made me laugh when you said famous. You really want to be famous for getting hit with the uppercut of the 2012? Like, you imagine walking down the street and say, wait a minute, I know that chick from somewhere. It's like, ooh, the bus driver hit you, didn't he? And like everybody started laughing and say, like, how that uppercut feel? You know, clowning that chick.
Yeah, I know you're laughing, but we live in a day and age where people could care less how they become famous. They just want to be famous. I mean, perfect example is Kim Kardashian. How did she become famous? How did Montana Fishburne, I mean, how was she looking for her fame? So,
yeah.
You know.
What's that dude named Brian Puffer try to guilt his stupid self? And then, yeah, I get it. You know, it's like Kim Kardashian. Yeah, she came up off of, you know, Jawbone and Ray J, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we were talking about this the other day, getting off topic. You know, sometimes females with her persuasion can go from being a whore to a household name, but those of the black persuasion can't do that. And that's what Montana Fishburne didn't realize when she tried to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have that kind of pass in America. You know, but see, they don't realize that until after the fact. All she did was embarrass her father. That's all she really did.
Yeah.
And it's sad that she just put herself out there like that. And then really, Kim Kardashian didn't do a porn. That was a movie between her and Ray J, not her and some porn star. So, I mean, it was totally different.
Yeah. Well, technically.
Yeah, technically. But did you ever see, talking about that tape, did you ever see that tape?
I didn't.
Man, let me tell you what, I remember the first time, man, all the guys like, oh, it was a job I had a few years ago. They're like, oh, man, they got that Kim Kardashian sex tape. You're like, oh, like, oh, she want to see it.
Uh-huh.
Man, they come, we was all at work, everybody, all the guys looking at it. I'll tell you what, I've never seen a movie that a dude just turn it off and say, man, that don't make no sense. That chick is the most boring chick I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I mean, how she is in real life is how she is in the bedroom. She's boring. I couldn't, you know, it's like you, no. No. I'm telling you, it was very disappointing. If you saw that junk, you'll cut it off too. There ain't nothing about it that's just nothing. I'm telling you.
It's
not nothing that's going to say, oh, I'm going to put that in my home favorites. You know.
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, it did quite well in terms of sales.
That's idiots. I'm telling you, we saw it. Shoot, we don't be paying for nothing like that. You know, niggas download everything for free.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but shoot, yeah, but you know, back to these, you know, females trying not to get too much off topic, you know, Kim. But you know, I mean, like my particular story I had with a domestic situation is it was with my ex.
Uh-huh.
And my baby mom, whatever you want to call her, stupid chick. She get on my nerves. Why I'm like, I'm trying to hold back from not going off about her. I remember one time, this is the baddest time it got. She was in a bad mood, and I'm like, what's wrong with her? You know, so she told me, you know, stop looking at me crazy. I looked at her like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm like, I don't know what's her problem. You say, stop looking at me. And I'm like, so I look back at her. I'm like, ain't nobody going to tell me what to look at.
Uh-huh.
So she said, you still looking at me? So what the chick did, and she tries to hit me. You know, she's trying to punch me and stuff, and I'm like, and I grab her by her wrist, and I say, female, you way too slow, you know, to be trying to swing me. I said, just don't do that. So I held her arms, and her mother's like right there the whole time, you know, watching the whole thing. So I let her hands go. I back off. So what she does, she grabs a butcher knife. And she picks it up. She say, what you want to do like that? And I backed up into the kitchen, and then we had a tray of dishes right there, right? And I looked. I had to look real quick, and I saw them plates. And I said, if this chick step 2 feet to me, I'm about to hit this chick like a frisbee right in her throat. I said, I'm gonna throw it hard as I can. I said, if I kill her, oh well. I said, it ain't gonna be me today. I said, because this how I do. I will hold the chick back with hands. When you pick up a weapon, It's that male and female stuff go out the window for me real quick, because it don't take much to hit a person's main veins or whatever with a knife.
Yeah.
But her mother got in front of her and said, what are you doing? And said, if you touch that man with that knife, you're going to go to jail. This and that. I'm like, I didn't care what her mom was saying. So if that chick step forward, I'm going to get her. And then I, you know, I was much younger then, not the guy I am now. And I told her at the time, she was like, I'm sorry, I don't know what was wrong with me, this and that. And I'm like, I said, look, I told her, I said, seriously, if you ever in your life even step in my face again, I said, it ain't going to be twice. I said, I'm just gonna leave. You know what I said? Because you don't ever in your life try to threaten me. No, I didn't call the cops or nothing like that. You know, but that was crazy because I've never had nobody come at me with no knife like that. I mean, a big old butcher knife. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even doing nothing. You know? But
that's the thing. She gave you your warning, though.
Let me tell you something. In my house, you don't tell me what I can look at and what I can't look at. Oh, no,
but
I ain't no slave.
That's right there was the warning.
Forget that.
That's
warning.
Right there was the warning.
Man, I ain't want no warning. You don't tell me in my house where I can look at. That's the problem right now. These females act like you want to run a dude. I'm paying all them bills in the house at the time. She wasn't paying no bills. I can't look. I can look where I want to look. I'm trying to find out what's wrong with you. You don't tell me to look away. If you don't want to look at me, go to another room. It's not like I was following them. Now, if somebody said, leave me alone, and you're following them, that's a different story. But she didn't say, you know, stop following me, because she would say, look, I'm just in a bad mood right now. I'm going to go to the room. Fine, go to your room. I ain't going to talk to you. She come out when you get good and ready. But just to look at me and then talk to me the way she was talking to me, I'm like, man, this female must be out of her mind. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, the guy I am today, I wouldn't even entertain a woman like that nowadays, because you can prevent yourself from dealing with women like that also.
Yeah.
You know, because they show a lot of signs. All these females got bipolar problems. They really do.
Well, see, that's what I meant. Like, you really have to listen to what she's saying, and you have to be aware, conscious of what she's doing. You're absolutely right. We give you the signs early on. But if you choose to ignore them,
well, you can't say,
hold on.
But hold on, Jane. You can't say we, because that's not normal behavior. To just tell somebody out of the blue because you're mad about something else, don't look at me. And, like,
to
I'm trying to
honest,
figure out what's wrong with you. That's not normal. I don't see women in the store telling me, don't look at me, I'm going to hit you. Like, what?
It's not normal, but it happens more often than you probably would think. And I'll tell you something else that you may not know. Usually it happens around the time a woman is menstruating.
No. Don't give me that, because I've seen women be on their stuff, and they just be just as nice, too.
It happens. I'm telling you. It happens.
Well, I tell you what. I don't know if she ever pulled that with another guy again. She may not have a life. You know
she
what I'm
probably
saying?
Won't.
You know, she pulled that again, like I said. Because I didn't do what I should have did to her. You get what I'm saying? So I kind of let her make it. I let her make it. But because I can honestly say I've not picked up my hands and punched any woman on the face of this earth. No, I have not done that. And that's never my intention. Now, I'm going to say this much. I don't agree with men just beating on some woman for no reason, or beating on a woman because she caught you cheating or whatever. And you're wrong and all this stuff. You're just beating on a woman. I don't agree with no man putting his hands on any woman. I'm saying this right up front for everybody here. I do not agree with that. And at the same coin, I don't agree with a woman hitting a man at all for no reason, because you don't like what he did, you whatever. Now, some things, for give example, if I got a chick in my bedroom at my house and I'm sleeping with a woman in my bedroom, and my woman walks in and see that, and she commits to beating me, I would actually take that beating because I deserve it. That's just wrong. It's just blatantly wrong. Some instances, I would take a beating from a woman. But stuff like, you know, but if it's not nothing that blatant or whatever, then no, I just don't agree with all that.
Right.
I just don't. And then, now, for y'all that's listening, y'all don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to a woman from the Wild Wild West. Now I don't think y'all want to be hitting her too much. Now tell everybody why I said that.
He said that because I've made it clear in a few of my videos that I am just not the one to fuck with, and I will come back at you with aggression. Now, I'm not one to start a fight. I am never one to start a fight. However, I do not back down from fights.
No. You pretty that up. No. Tell the truth. What you gonna come back with? If some guy just hits you out of the clear blue, what you gonna come back with?
I'll come back with anything. I mean, there was a time some time ago where one of my ex boyfriends attacked me. And I picked up the nearest thing I could pick up. And I'll just say this without giving you too much detail. We both ended up going to jail because he was bruised and so was I. But I wasn't going to just allow him to, you know, do something to me. And this is somebody who, when we were in a relationship, he never did anything violent. And so when he pushed me, and keep in mind, I'm only like 5'4", 110 wet. And he was like 6'2", and probably about 175 solid muscle. And so when he pushed me, of course, my natural reaction was to attack. And that's what I did. And when I attacked, then it became a whole violent thing, and we both ended up going to jail behind it.
I can't be doing all that fighting. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. Because the thing is, when I have, for me to get to fighting point, I get so enraged when I get to that point I want to fight you that I probably will go to jail because I will hurt you. I mean, I get like, I don't know why I get so, you know, like super, like acting like the Hulk or something, get superhuman strength and don't realize that I got that strong in that moment. That's why I can never get that way with no woman. But, you know, with a man, you know, don't push it.
Well, see, that's exactly what I'm saying. When I saw the woman on the bus being aggressive, I just don't like that. Like, we can verbally go back and forth all day or to a certain extent, but once you attack me physically, then it just elevates it to a whole nother level, and I'm just not one for that. Like, just don't, you know, don't do that. Don't do it. If you can walk away, then walk away. But don't attack a person physically. And so when he attacked me, I reacted.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you believe law enforcement empower women to strike first? You understand the question, what I mean by that?
I'm just trying to think if that's actually true. Because in all honesty, when they came, they took me to jail first, and they took him to the hospital. Even though we were both injured, I was the one taken to jail first. So,
because I don't know, because in a lot of places, you know, it's like a woman will hit a man, and she hit him, he'll call the cops, and then still take him, because you say, oh, he hit me, or this and then the third. Now, in Texas,
right.
Now I'm going to say about Texas, I have some people I know as police officers, and I've talked to them about, you know, domestic violence issue. And, you know, he told me, well, we got to figure out who's the aggressor. He said,
mm-hmm.
And whoever the aggressor is, they going to jail. He said, we can't figure out who the aggressor was, they both going.
Yeah.
He said, now that's Texas. Now, California, they may be different. May say both of y'all going. I don't know.
It depends. The laws have definitely changed. It used to be no matter what, the man was going, and, you know, the woman was okay to stay home. However, I think that over time and, you know, police and the courts seeing different cases, they've sort of changed things to where it's a case-by-case basis now. They want to see what actually happened from start to finish, and then make a decision about whether, you know, so-and-so should go or if they both should go.
Yeah, but, you know, that's true. You know, they have did a lot of changes, especially after the O.J. Simpson case. That really made some changes all over the place.
Yeah.
With the domestic violence laws in the different states. But, you know, a lot of times with these guys, you know, too, with these women, they, you know, and I tell them this all the time, they need to start picking them kind of women that's prone to that. And you know good and well what women I'm talking about. And it don't matter the race. They all do the same thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
the hood rat types.
Because mm-hmm.
I have not met a decent, you know, woman, no matter the race, just want to just fight with you. Unless they got a mental problem.
Yeah.
I'm saying the norm. Of course, there's an exception to the rule out of everything we say and do, okay? But the norm, that we're talking about just normal situations. Do you know?
I think you're right. I was thinking about my ex-husband and his ex-girlfriend and trying to think, you know, were any of them violent? No, I mean, probably one, but he provoked it. So, generally speaking, no.
Because I mean, if you sit up there and you deal with hood rats, you know, or females that got that hood rat type of behavior, it's kind of expected eventually for you to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these guys, they still want to fool with the hood rats. I don't get it. I mean, yeah, I know the hood rats are an easy piece of tail. That's why you fool with them. I get that. And I know they're the biggest whores on the block because a decent woman not going to sit there and let you just get in her pants like that without bringing nothing to the table. And half of these guys that want these chicks, you know, they don't have to do nothing but impress them with faking like they got some money because they broke anyway. You know, a decent chick that got money, you got to come to the table a little bit more cleaner than that. And,
but would you agree that those guys are choosing those types of women not only because they're easy to sex, but there's a level of excitement there. There's a level of, I don't know, like it's taboo, like there's some kind of edge there that's exciting to them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay, let's be real.
Yeah.
Those females like that, yeah, they do have some edge to them, you're right, and a lot of times they're more sexually aggressive. They'll do a whole lot of things sexually that a woman who's a decent woman not going to really do too much. You got to kind of work with her with time for her to get to that point. Now, if a woman loves you, she'll do anything for you to a point. You know what I'm saying? You know that. But the situation, how I feel about that is the reason why a lot of these guys are picking these women and they don't want to hear what I'm probably about to say is because their mother was women like that. And you, the guys, like to pick women as close to their mothers.
Mm.
And they don't want to hear that some of their mothers was hood rat whores, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're bringing all kind of guys into your house back and forth all the time. Every week you got a different boyfriend or a different daddy. You know, every guy is your daddy. You know, well, what kind of impression of a woman that little boy going to have? He's going to grow up out there just looking for the same kind of women and hell raising, not having no respect for women, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, I've seen it too many times, Jane. I've seen it way too many times. You know, but you know, if you're a mom, you know, you get a pass. Nobody can check you, but they can check your father, though. He wasn't there. He's sorry. He deadbeat. Everything in between. You know, check the man, but never, you know, check these women. That's why some of them, are out of hand, and it goes to the fact of life by the bus driver. That woman was out of hand. She was unchecked until he gave her a reality check.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think she really had a reality check. Like, even after this happened, she was on Facebook, like you said, making this announcement. So, did she really have a reality check?
Well, if you put it like that, I guess not. But, you know, with these frivolous lawsuits they have these days, and I hope they throw that out of court. I would laugh if they throw that out of court, because it needs to be thrown out of court. And I'm just upset that she got just... disorderly conduct charge, and this man gets an assault charge. What is that about?
I don't know, but I did write the union. I think it's called, it's some union in Cleveland, and I wrote them, and I was just like, hey, you know, when you guys go in there, please make a point of stating that you cannot reward this type of behavior. If they punish him, essentially, they're rewarding her behavior, and you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that man had to post $5,000 bond. I mean, he only would process for 30 minutes. He was only there for 30 minutes. He was right back out. He didn't even sit in jail. You know, he just got processed and went right back out. You know, a lot of people supporting that brother for the situation, but I'm sorry. You know, just disorderly conduct. I mean, hold on. Isn't that reckless endangerment what she did? You know,
I would think
again,
so.
That's assault, more than one assault. And then I heard the union guy today, he was saying that he was talking to him about getting the laws changed, and he's talking about doing that. If you assault a bus driver, you know, it's going to be, you know, more penalties, stiffer penalties, and I've heard from people on my YouTube channel, they say in New York, you better not assault one of them because that's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
I know here in Houston, the Metro drivers that put a bullet in you miss one of them.
I think it should go both ways. You know, I've here in L.A., especially in the South Bay, the bus drivers, usually females, usually black, they aren't the most courteous and they aren't the nicest people. So I think in order for you to have sort of a nice experience riding a bus, you must also be a nice bus driver, if you understand. So it's kind of like you get what you give. And I could see this happening, and I'm really surprised it doesn't happen more often with bus drivers, seeing as how some of them come off. So I don't know how their confrontation actually started. We only saw the middle to the end. But I would just say both sides need to show some respect. Like, you show respect when you're riding the bus, and they also should show respect to the people riding the bus.
I agree with that. I mean, none of that would have got started if she would have, first of all, paid her fare like she was supposed to, because that was the confrontation, how it got started, how I read up on it. And she got on the bus, she didn't pay. And the man was saying, hey, you know, if you're not going to pay, you're going to have to get off. And that's the guy that started. And they say she was halfway, I don't know, they were saying something about kind of intoxicated or something, you know, under the influence of, I guess, I think alcohol. So I can believe that because, you know, she ain't got no money. Then he's telling her, you got to get off. Well, yeah, I can see that starting because, I mean, why would she just jump on the bus and just start off with him? I mean, it had to be something why she was answering him back like that. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Here in the South Bay, they are allowed, like, let's say you get on the bus and you don't have the fare. They are allowed to push some button on there that will give you a free fare. It still lets the company know that there was a fare, but that there was no payment. So I don't know if they allow that in Cleveland, but here they allow it. So I don't know if maybe in the back of her head she was thinking, well, why don't you just give me a free ride and leave me alone, or if there is just no option like that.
I personally don't think it should be an option like that. I mean, she knows that when she got on the bus, you got to pay. I mean, that's how the city make their money. I mean, I wouldn't even dare try to get on the bus if I knew that I didn't have the money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice for the city of L.A. to do that, which I'm kind of shocked they're doing that because, since, you know,
it's California. Not L.A. It's actually in the South Bay, so it's like, you know, the surrounding cities.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like cities like Pico Rivera, Whittier.
Like, Redondo Beach. No, like Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, those areas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to get back out there to Cali. Like I said, I love it out there. I really do. I like Houston and everything, but I even almost moved out there a few years ago. Cause I just, one thing I fell in love with was the weather. I feel it, boy. I mean, I went out there for about 2.5 weeks, you know, one time, and I'm glad I did to clear my head and everything when I was going through that horrible, horrible divorce. And I just fell in love with the weather, the people, and everything was different. Some people say they don't like L.A., but I loved it.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, some particulars, but, yeah, for the most part, I love it.
Yeah, sure. It's like, in California, I just like it out there. And like, I told my wife, I said, shoot, if I got a good opportunity in California, I leave. I would leave Texas. I would leave it in a heartbeat. I mean, because, boy, when I came back and I stepped off that airplane, Southwest airplane at Hobby Airport, I was upset because the humidity hit me right back in the face and said, welcome home. Because, I mean, the humidity is horrible here. Horrible. You know, and it's like, I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking. Have you been down here and felt it in the summertime?
I've been, yes, actually, but we actually drove through. I'll tell you a short story. Well, maybe it's not so short. But me and an ex-boyfriend of mine were taking a cross-country trip. And so we came from California all the way to Louisiana and then back. And so I didn't feel it so much in Texas, but I felt it a lot in New Orleans. The humidity, as soon as we stepped out, it was like whew, just drenched in water.
Yeah, and it felt like you in the oven.
Yeah, it was insane. The food was great, though.
Oh, yeah, the food is good down here. Shoot, if you got an anorexic problem, come down here. You gain weight real quick.
Yeah, well, I don't have that problem, but the food here is not the same. Like the soul
no,
food here.
No, it's not. Oh, boy, don't get me started talking about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I heard y'all in California talking about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles so much. I said, oh, I got to go there. So me and ex, we went, you know, because she took me there. And I said, okay, I'm at Roscoe's. I heard so much about it. Snoop talk about it. All these different ones talk about Roscoe's. I got to go. So I tried to go to one right in Hollywood, but that one's too packed. So I went to the one on the, I think it's West Hollywood or something like that, North Hollywood, whatever the other one's at over there.
Okay.
So
on Pico.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, on Pico. So I went to that one, right? Cool.
Uh-huh.
Got my chicken, got my waffles, whatever. I tasted that waffle. I said, hold on, man. This waffle's like Waffle House waffle. I tasted the chicken. I was more mad about the chicken. I said, man, I can't believe they're selling this kind of food up here. I said, in California, talking about the soul food? I said, man, they need to go to French's down here in Houston. That's some real food, man. I was like, and I said, let me try them greens. I mean, oh, man, bland. I said, man, I need to go to California, open up a real soul food spot. I put everybody out of business.
Okay.
You know, I said, cause y'all serving some bland food. I said, ain't nobody diabetic around here and high blood pressure. Yo, don't you come to a soul food restaurant for to get your high blood pressure fixed for the day. Shoot. Oh, my chicken swimming in lard. I don't want no healthy junk. Yeah, so they act like they're cooking with her up there in California. What you doing?
Well, hey, she's California, okay? So we're not going to be all crazy with the cholesterol. And you know how people are here. We have places where people eat vegan, okay?
Yeah.
That's how deep it is here.
Yeah, like, that is a difference. Like, over there, I know it's in California versus people in Texas. Like, people in California, they more up on themselves. I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm not about their looks, what they drive. I'm like, when I went over there, I said, man, everybody got expensive cars over here or what? I mean, people look like, you know, they was on food. They look like they on food stamps, but they got a nice car with rims.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did they do that? So they just giving away cars in California? Because that's what it seemed like.
No, it's just the floss factor. You know?
Wow.
Got a floss.
It trips me out. It trips me out to see that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, because down here, you know, you got more of your... So you got women driving big trucks on 36-inch tires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Texas, and like I said, and old rugged, you know, some of these rugged females, of course, now I ain't talking about the black women. I'm not talking about them, but, you know, no, they ride in the rims here and there if they can afford it. But, you know, I noticed that more in California. You see the women all up on themselves with their looks and everything, and the ones down here, a little bit more down to earth, you know, on some things. But I kind of like that, I ain't gonna lie, I like that little being stuck on yourself look a little bit, because I don't know, I mean, it's not a personal thing with people, it's just, you should take care of yourself. I mean, why are you going to walk around here looking like, you know, you garbage?
Yeah, when you can look your best.
Exactly. I mean, so that's one thing I did appreciate, you know, about over there and, you know, people. Because, matter of fact, my last two, well, my girlfriend before, my wife, and my wife, both of them from California, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, you know, one after another. So,
So you love the California girls.
Oh, yeah, they much different. Because, like, the ones down here just kind of, they bore me sometimes. They always did. You know, just the attitude. And like, for instance, they had this one chick I knew that stayed over there in Orange County, and then I would find out the little beef between L.A. County and Orange County. I'm like, okay, what's the big deal, you know? But, yeah, I noticed the chicks in Orange County is a little bit worse with it.
Mm.
You know.
I've never heard of this beef.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've heard about it. You know, just going over there and stuff. But yeah, it's crazy how things are different in different parts of the country, or different attitudes, or even different parts of the world. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, about the situation we were talking about. Have you heard the comments from people that's from different parts of the world? Have they, like the video you did about the situation?
Mm-hmm.
Have people in different parts of the world like actually commented on your video?
I don't recognize that they're from a different part of the world, so I couldn't tell you, but the consensus has been that they agree. Most of them agree with, you know, the video. There's only been a couple of people who disagreed.
Yeah.
They thought he should have handled the situation better, but for the most part, they agree.
Yeah, that's about what I was getting to. But people these days, I don't know why on my channel, they'll tell me, oh, I'm from the UK, oh, I'm from Australia, I'm from Germany. They'll come to my fan page and tell me, too. Oh, I saw your video, and I'm from this country, and this and that and the third, and that's crazy. And like I said, you know, a lot of them was agreeing with the bus driver.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that most people sort of see it as the way I saw it, where it's just like there's an aggressor, and there's somebody being assaulted. So you kind of like, you know, it doesn't become black or white. It's not woman or man. It's just kind of like, oh, somebody's being picked on, and then there's a reaction.
Yes, ma'am.
You know? So it's kind of like, I think most people are kind of seeing it like that.
Well, let me also interject and say and put this out here, because I think I put it in the chat room, but I just haven't said it all across the air. The lines are open for you to call if you would like to call in, 347-996-3350. I see a lot of people in the chat room who say, call in. You could tell me, I want to know your stories. I want to know if any woman hit you or a man hit you and you had to defend yourself. I like to know these particular stories. I'm very interested in knowing. We're putting our stories out here. And let y'all put y'all stories out here as well. So you can call in at any time. We'll try to answer your questions best way we can. Or if you have any complaints or gripes, just with me and my videos, I love to hear them. you know, Jane, I try to open up the floor for that because, you know, like sometimes we do these videos and a lot of people come to your videos and they talk a lot of sly stuff to you. Have you realized that?
Yes, ever since I did the Azusa 13 video. That's the one that really people were just so upset about. And so they would come and attack, and I was like, okay.
That's the thing. They are in the comment section of your videos and say all kind of stuff. But then if you come to have a forum like this and say, you know what? Okay, if you got an issue with me, bring it to that forum. That way we can discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that way I hear you, you hear me. I don't see you. I mean, only thing I can see is where you call it from.
Right.
But, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. And maybe I could maybe sway your mind or maybe shoot, you just don't like me and want to cuss me out. I don't know. You know, but let's talk about it. At least you got to speak your piece.
You know, there is something that I'd like to ask you. Now, I know
Sure. You
said that the South is very racist.
Sure it is.
When we took that cross-country trip, I didn't come across anyone really. I mean, there was one incident that was, I guess, could be interpreted as racist. But for the most part, I had so much fun. Everybody was so nice.
Let me explain you what I meant by that. Now, I'm going to tell you, because I've been to California versus Texas and Louisiana, whatever. Now, mm-hmm. The South, yes, you have some, that Southern hospitality, oh, there we go, it's very real. That's how we are raised, with the Southern hospitality. And in California, you don't see people just speaking to you out of the blue and just talking to you. Like when I go into the grocery store, people say, hi, how you doing? And the strange people talking to you. And mm-hmm. I even had another brother tell me, said, man, that tripped me out coming down here to seeing people speak to me, you know, mm-hmm. and just very, very nice about it and actually want to talk to me. But when I say about the South being racist, in certain areas of, let's say, like Texas, let's say if I go back home to Port Arthur, not so much here in the Houston area, okay, most of your major cities and surrounding cities, the people have the city mentality. It's when you get in these country towns and these little hick towns, where you see more of that. You get what I'm saying? It's
yes.
Like you get, if I go back home, I go back to Port Arthur, for instance, Port Arthur, Texas, where I'm from, okay? It was straight divided. Like, I went to a school, and you had the black neighborhoods, had the, you know, and the white neighborhoods. You know, the black sat on one side, the white sat on the other side, and the two did not cross?
I believe you.
Hold on a second, Jane. I got a call. I'm going to let him in. Caller 4602, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the line, brother.
Yeah, I was just want to make a comment.
Sure,
remember
go ahead.
In Australia where those two kids were, you know, the little kid punching the bigger kid in the face? And he body slammed him to the ground?
Okay, what story is this? I ain't heard about it. Jane, you heard about this?
Here in the United States, I've known of a story like that where the smaller kid was punching on a bigger kid and then the bigger kid threw him to the ground. Is
that
the story? Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's it, but it was in Australia.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's the same one, but no one went after that bigger kid. They praised him for what he did. But now, you know, they're going after that bus driver for basically doing the same thing.
I see what you're saying. That's absolutely right.
I know they're kids,
right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I know they're kids, but, you know, it's the same thing. Like, you know, someone's messing with you, you got the right to fight back.
You definitely
yes.
got a right to fight back. I encourage it. Hold on a second, everybody. Caller 4130. You're on the show. You copy that 4130? Caller 612. You're on the show. You copy? Well, I guess don't hear me. Anyway, I can hear you. Guess he had a phone problem.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, how you doing, Vice? Long-time listener, calling from Minneapolis.
How you doing? From Minneapolis, all right. I never been up there.
Yeah, nice and cold up here. tuning into your show, should men be allowed to hit women? And let me first start off by saying this. I grew up in inner city of Minneapolis. It's just like any other inner city, like Chicago, Detroit. And, you know, it's a great deal of women. I don't hate to say it. I go by what I see. It's a great deal of younger black women, even older black women, and age doesn't matter, who feel as if they can come among society and talk to anyone how they please, abuse anyone they please, especially black men. You know, I grew up with parents with values. I grew up in a family with character. And, of course, taught all don't hit a female, et cetera. But I've seen older men, like the bus incident, spat on, you know, kicked, and just, you know, and you're just supposed to take it. Eventually, there's going to be a point in time where, you know, a lot of men are going to strike back and hit. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. There's a lot of women who feel as if it's okay, and they feel as if it's okay because they know with a click of three buttons, 911, they can, you know, call the police. But then, you know, if you put your hands on a female, for me, for instance, you know, I have a few businesses going on, I might risk that. I might have something on my record, and then at that point, it's just not worth it. So what I tend to do is not put myself, you know, in those type of environments. Because I've been to many fast food restaurants, department stores, I mean, you name it, talking loud in public. And then when someone tries to correct one of these females, you know, on a positive standpoint, excuse me, miss, can you please, you know, lower your tone of voice? Oh, fuck you. I mean, really?
Hey, brother, give me one quick second, brother, just so I can let you know something.
Sure.
Caller 3075 is letting you know you're on the show. I'm going to let this brother finish what he got to say. We'll answer him. We'll probably get to you. And caller 4153, you're on the show. I'm letting you know we'll finish with this brother, and we'll get to you after the other person. All right. All right, brother.
Long story short, you know, we all know that, you know, we're men. We're way stronger than women, and you're not supposed to put your hands on a female. We all know that. But it comes a point in time where, you know, somebody needs to put their foot forward. Unfortunately, the bus driver had to, you know, do what he had to do. And, you know, that, I'm not saying that she, well, she did regret that. She did. She did regret that. But, I mean, that should be an example right there. You shouldn't go around hitting men, insulting men. But, unfortunately, we live in Western civilization where, you know, these things can occur. And it's just ridiculous. That's all I have to say. Thanks for having me.
I just want to say one more thing. Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to work at a restaurant, it was a fast food restaurant back when I was in like my early 20s. And I had this, I was serving a customer at the counter. And then two ladies came in. It was a black lady and a white lady. They both came in. And they just cut right in front of the guy, right when I was talking to him. And they, you know, they had an attitude. Ladies first. I said, no, you can't cut in front of this guy. And so they started getting loud and trying to fight me and stuff. So, I grabbed them both by their belt, you know where their belts are. I grabbed them both in the back, and I just tossed them both out. I mean, tossed them out. And no one called the police on me, or I didn't get in trouble, or they just left. I don't know.
Well, Jane, what you think about that?
I think lucky him, and I think good for him. Once people start reacting to these people and showing them that they can't just come in and be loud and obnoxious, I think less people will do it. But as long as you tolerate it or you reward it with, you know, jailing the other person who's just reacting to their bad behavior, then it will continue. But once you begin to just take it on, then I think it'll be less occurrences in the public. At least so, I would hope so.
So basically, Jane, what you're saying is that if a chick hit a dude, then, like I said earlier, he need to knock her head off her shoulders.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, like what this guy just said, where he just escorted the women out. He wouldn't allow them.
I picked them up by their belt because I'm 6'4", and when they saw me coming around the corner, the counter, they just froze. They didn't expect me to do that.
Yeah, and they were no longer big. They were no longer big and bad. They were no longer obnoxious. It's like if you deal with those people on their own level, eventually they will get the message that this is not okay.
And that's the message we all need to get across. Like, in other words, back in elementary school, I used to say, keep your hands and feet to yourself. Why can't we just do that?
People are childish as hell.
They are. They were 2 year, 3 year-olds. They can't keep their hands to themselves. They talk about people. They can't take it if you tell them something. You hurt my feelings. And then they all mad.
I think you also have to take into consideration that the generation of today, even my generation, have been raised by different people with a different mentality and different values. If not for my grandmother, I would have been raised by someone who was addicted to drugs and cared more for the men in her life than she did her own children. And that's not to disparage my mother. That's just to tell you how things are and to give you a perspective and some type of insight into who is raising or not raising the children of today and yesteryear. So
okay,
you kind of have to go deep into
I was going to say, hold on a second, Jane. Caller 4153, did you have a question that you wanted to submit?
What's the topic about? Or you want me to introduce myself first?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, I left some comments on your videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Boston. I go to the name Kismack.
Ah, I know. Oh, okay, Mr. Kismack. I'm glad you called, because I'm pretty sure you got a mouthful for me, and I'm waiting for it. So go ahead.
Yeah, hey, man. This is about the Cleveland bus driver.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's like this, man. I don't believe in putting my hands on anybody, but I believe 100% in self defense. Now some people say that, you know, oh, she's a female, but you don't know what she could have. She could have had a razor blade and cut his face in half. You never know.
Yep.
So I believe that too many females today act. They try to take on the role as men, and unfortunately, when you do that, you're gonna have to suffer the consequences.
Kids, Mac, hold on. I gotta tell you something. Let me tell you a story happened to my homeboy's father. He got in a scuffle with his female, right? So she was hitting him. He wasn't trying to hit her. He was just protecting it, trying to steal. That's all he was trying to do. This chick goes up and grabs a box cutter and goes to trying to cut him with it. And he's still blocking his face. And she slices him on the arm and everything. He still did not hit her. The cops got there in time, okay, and she got arrested and everything. But what if, she would have hit his main artery? Then what? He'd have bled out.
That's what I'm saying. She could have stabbed him in his heart, stabbed him anywhere. Could have messed him up. It's unfortunately when you put your hands out to harm somebody. I mean, that's it. I don't care if you're. I don't believe in hitting women. But once you start acting like a man, you're gonna have to be treated like one. I mean, for self defense, because you could die, because you don't know what she could do, because women. have gotten too, have eaten too much of this feminism of it. They got too much of it, you know. So, I mean, you're going to have to protect yourself. I don't care if she's a woman or a male. You're going to have to protect yourself. I'm sorry, you know. But if a woman wants to feel like she wants to try to hurt a man, then she's going to have to suffer the consequences, point blank. No, ain't no, I'm a female. You ain't supposed to hit a female. No. The minute you put your hands on somebody, you got your right to defend them. If I put my hands on a woman, she has a right to take my life. If somebody puts their hands on me, I got my right to do whatever to get that person off me. Because there's no telling what that person can stab you in the neck, the eye, the stomach. So you can't put nothing past nobody, man. There's no telling what a person will do these days. I keep telling Cass, man, you gotta be on the defense all the time. You know, that's basically it.
Yeah, well, Kids Mac, I'm going to get back to you because I got some questions for you. Let me take in this other caller. I'm getting back to you for a minute because me and you need to talk. The other caller just called in. I see number ones on your thing. You're on the show. I don't see no other number. That's why I'm calling y'all ones. All right, because I hear some background noise. You're on the show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing tonight?
I'm all right. How you doing?
All right. Well, my only thing that I wanted to say is I agree 100% what the bus driver did. And the reason why this dude is getting so much support, like it's like 99 to 1%, is because if you grew up in the hood, like we all probably grew up in the hood, we know that female. That's the same one breaking out your car window, going to your job acting a fool, cussing out your mama. So, you know, a lot of people see me like, damn straight, somebody finally got her. So, you know, that's all I wanted to say.
See, it goes, Jane, remember back at the show earlier I said that uppercut represented all the dudes that want to hit a female like that?
Yes.
There you go. That's that comment right there.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. It's like, you know, I went to school with girls like her. And those were the girls I always avoided. So he's absolutely right. It's like it's on some level, we're all looking at this and going, okay, yeah, well, she finally got hers.
Exactly. Now, Jane, I'm happy about Mr. Kismack being on here because he's giving me a lot of hell in the comments section. So now, you know good and well, you throw a lot of sly comments on my videos sometimes telling me stuff. So now you got me on the line. So let's go, brother. Let's go.
What, you talking to me?
Yeah, Kismac. Yeah, that's what I'm talking to.
Yeah, everybody's always talking to me through text, but, you know, now I'm in person. Soon I'm going to start making videos where people can, well, you can see my photo, like, on my channel, but I'm going to start making videos, so. I mean, more. I got videos, but, you know, the show, people see me when I, like, you know, see me in motion, but.
Uh-huh.
So what is it, what you need to know?
Oh, it's not what I need to know, it's what you need to tell me.
I
don't even know nothing.
You down in Houston, ain't you? Houston,
yeah, I'm in that, yeah, I'm in the Houston area, uh-huh.
Well, how is it down there?
And what area are you talking about? In the area of how the people is, how
like how is it? I heard Houston is a nice place. Is it worth visiting or stuff?
Yeah, it's a nice place. It's well visited. You can live pretty good down here for a whole lot less money in California. Trust me, you can have more house for less money here.
Do you like better Houston or Dallas?
I like Houston better than Dallas.
How much is rent? Like one bedroom.
One bedroom here in a nice apartment, like a real nice one. I ain't talking about no hood because I don't stay in a hood. Run you about $800 a month, but we talking about like over 1,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Gauge.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Like how much a month?
Around $800.
Oh, that's not bad. Up in Boston, man, it's like, shit, $1,500 a month. My question was to you is like, why are you – I mean, you be dropping some good knowledge, but one thing about you, why are you always protecting them damn Hispanics, man? That's my question to you. Like, what is it about that? Like, why are you so protective of them people, man? I'm just curious.
Man, I'm protective of all people. I don't, because I'm a human being, and I really don't, even though, yes, the world sees plenty of color, but I try to not see it. And, see, I don't know how it is up there in Boston, but down here in Texas, okay, you in the struggle together with them. Trust me, because they look at you, the ones I'm talking about in the workforce I'm talking about.
They just, I'm telling you, man, them people are nothing but most Hispanics to me, man.
I'll be on with you. I'm telling you on the real. This is my job right now, my career I have now, okay? The ones who looked out for me the most and pulled me to the side and told me straight up is this one cat I work with, and he's Hispanic. And that dude looked out for me the moment I got there, and then his other brother, that's a supervisor, looked out for me as well. Okay.
Okay. So you telling me?
Hold on. What's that? What's that noise? Hold on. What's that? Somebody got noise? Never mind.
So you tell me just one Hispanic.
Okay. I've had a lot of decent experiences with them. I haven't had bad experiences with them. You know, I really haven't. Because in Texas, it's a lot different. Like California, you can't really be rolling with them like that. Like in California, because it's a totally different enchilada. Am I right, Jane?
I heard that in Northern California, you can. But here in Southern California, we do not. For the most part.
My thing is too many black folks, they're always trying to lump them along with the struggle. I don't like that, man. I don't like when people try to compare us to them because we're not the same. I take real offense to that, especially like to the ancestors, man, because some people like Johnny Come Lately, you know what I'm saying, they're benefiting off the struggle and whatnot, just using us to step on us. I'm not saying all of them. I think I've met certain ones that are cool, but like up here, it's mostly Puerto Rican, Dominicans, and then we got Mexicans, El Salvadorians, and the rest of that shit. But most of them, man, from my experiences with them, is a lot of them just use black people to get ahead. You know what I'm saying? Some of them will be cool, you know, but I've studied them. Like, these other minorities are nothing but just users. They just use black, they see black people as a stepping stone. Like, and we always fall for it. We're just always something to use, and like, a lot of blacks just can't see that.
Let's take it back to me. I'm not championing any causes for really nobody, not even for black folks. Because let me tell you something. I'll be real about something. I had this revelation. A friend of mine gave me a revelation about what I do. And they say, look, you can't save everybody. And that's the truth. I can't. Only thing I can do is share information with those who want it. I'm not trying to save nobody. But when I do stuff, that's why I make sure I'm fair on every commentary. I don't just slam one group. Like, I don't slam black women like some people rather slam them. I don't slam brothers. I talk about everybody. I don't know if you noticed that. If white people do something, I talk about it. Hispanics, Asians, I talk about everybody. I don't just slam because I'm not going to put it. One thing I don't do, and nobody can say this, I do that, I'm not going to spin stories and just put out, for instance, black women and black men or whatever, and show the whole world that it's something horrible is just about with black folks, and then everybody else is doing stuff too. Because I learned this recently. I have to take a lot of responsibility in what I put out, because I've just recently realized that people in different parts of the world are watching. That's why I don't even want to discuss certain things on YouTube anymore, even with black issues. I really do it here on Blog Talk Radio. Because I have too many ears listening to my videos now that I don't want to be giving out our issues like that in that forum. And then you can't get mad with them when they comment on our issues because you put it in that forum so it's open for them to comment.
Because too many people like outsiders, I'll just call them the outsiders, they want to know too much about every move we make and everything. I don't like that. It's just too many nosy. You know,
but you can't say that when you put it on that public forum. You can't do that. You got to bring it to other forums like Blog Talk Radio, create your own website. You got to do things outside of that YouTube. But YouTube is worldwide and it's all over the world. You can't tell somebody to stay out of our issues when you're putting our issues before the world. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah, but you know something, I never go on these channels where it's white people talking about white issues. I never go on channels where there are Hispanics talking about Hispanic issues. For some reason, those people tend to always follow our issues. It's as if they are obsessed with us. And then what do? They come and they comment on our videos, and all you see is the N-word. All you see is typical, you know, they say stuff like typical nigger shit. I mean, but why are
Well, Jane, let me answer that question. One time I did a video because I was extremely frustrated one time behind that same thing. And I had a lady, and she was white, okay? And she came to my Facebook fan page, not on YouTube, okay? And she said, you know what? The reason why a lot of white people like to watch black people versus watching white people is because basically y'all are interesting. Y'all know how to say things ways that we don't. Y'all bring topics and just put expressions on it that we don't. And that's why we want to see, you know, what black people talking about. So we love your culture. We love this. But she said whites don't. She said white people won't admit that to you. She said, but I'm telling you that white people actually love your culture and jealous that they can't do what you do.
Yeah,
you know, and when I have a white person telling me that, what could I do to argue? I can't say anything, but I'm like, okay, well, why say negative things about us then? Why don't just, you know, give us the props that we get? It's not like that because of power struggle.
It's like a love hate. It's like they hate us, but it's like they're obsessed with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like we distance ourselves, but hey, it's like you hate us, but why do you keep following us going where we go? You know what I mean? Let me personally, I could care less about whites. I don't try to be around them. I mean, if a white person is cool, I mean, I'll be cool. I mean, I have no problem with it, but I'm not up here trying to look white, trying to swim, trying to look like, you know, trying to be around them, trying to kiss the ass like some of these other coons are, you know what I mean? I treat them with respect the same way they treat you with respect.
Let me tell you my position. I'm cool with every person underneath the sun because there's a snake in every race. There's a devil in every race, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest devils I ever met that attacked me the most has been black folks. It ain't been Klansmen.
Yeah.
It ain't been neo-Nazi skinheads. It's been black folks, okay? So how I take everybody, I say, if you cool with me, I'm cool with you. If you're against me, I'm against you. That's how I take it because in this world, you got to deal with everybody. You can't just say, I'm going to segregate myself and deal with one people group. What if you got a business? What you're not gonna want their dollars either? You gotta deal with them.
Okay.
You gotta be friends with them.
I understand that. I mean, that's fair. You know, like my father always said, you open yourself to people who are open to you. You know what I'm saying? You be fair, treat people whoever's, you know, wanna have a genuine relationship with you, then I guess you can do that, you know. Because I like, even though I'm pro black to an extent, because I know you got a lot of dudes, black dudes out here, or black folks that are no damn good, and you know what I'm saying, I don't look at them as nothing but scum. You know what I mean? So if somebody from another race, you know what I'm saying, exactly is brotherly, I mean, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I treat it just like that. You know, I'm not saying because I don't like all black people either. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get. I'll tell you that right now. So by the way, how long you been doing this show? How long you been doing the talk show?
I kind of started it back up. I had did it years ago, and then by 2010, I kind of stopped for a while, and I cranked it back up in May, and I was doing it May of this year, and I started learning more about it, and started actually paying for it, and seeing, you know, I'd rather pay for it and have this forum to say what I want to say, because, like, what I'm talking about on Blog Talk Radio, I would not do a video. You would not get a video out of me saying what I'm telling you right now. You just won't, because it's not for what I'm saying here. It's just not for YouTube. I won't even post them to YouTube, the shows.
So,
I won't.
So let me ask you this. Has Black Pride, as he called in?
I know of him. No, I haven't. He hasn't called in. Not yet, at least.
What about Dark Sun One?
I have not talked to that brother other than doing a video response, because he did a video response to one of my videos about some issues that. That he was going to Angel Snuff. Me and him are cool. We talk on the phone.
Okay, let's see. Who else? Harvey Superboy?
Harvey Superboy, I haven't talked to him yet on Blog Talk Radio. Nothing. Like, I've talked to him through YouTube. But, as a matter of fact, the only person I ever met off of YouTube was Angel Snuff, because he was down here in Houston. He called me and said, I'm here in Houston. I'd like to meet you. We went. We ate at Dennis together. We broke bread as brothers about an hour. And, you know. And then I didn't
video,
meet.
I seen a video where y'all was just chilling on the what? Were y'all chilling on the Beamer? What was it? That was my
Nissan. You know, so
I'm
a regular dude. I don't be spending all that money like that. I don't know if I got a hold of that money, I probably would buy a Nissan GTR though.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Caller 5930 letting you know on the show. You had any questions? I don't know if you hear me. 317? Error code? I don't know. I guess they don't hear me. Anyway.
I was just going to tell you, I have some, you know, like to share with the community, you know, what amazing ways to make extra money. I think I told you this, like, on your channel. I got some ways, like, if cats, I'm going to make a video about it. You know, I can share it, you know, if cats, you know, want to make extra money, you know, I can show them, you know, ways. And it's national, international, you know, if they want to make extra money, I can do that. You know, I can share, it's like, I know some companies that's looking for people and you can work for them, and, you know, you work at it's, give you assignments at your home, and you go out to different businesses and you evaluate the businesses, and they pay you. You know, it's anywhere, East Coast, West Coast, North to South. You know, it's in all cities, you know. So you have to pay enough, and, you know, I'm just saying, like.
You do need to share that knowledge. You know,
I know some cats ain't working, you know.
Yeah, you need to do it. And some of these cats need to know that knowledge for the fact. Like, I had a brother hit me up the other day on my Facebook and said, man, you know, I'm trying to make it. I had a criminal record, you know, I had a felony, but, man, I'm trying to do it. I can't really work like I want. So, you know, I'm trying to start my own business. And I said, listen, black men need to realize this. Business is the next frontier for them. They've conquered sports. They did the acting. They did all this other stuff. They did music. They even took that over. Now it's time for you to go back to Black Wall Street and take and really do it this time. Because, yeah, they destroyed Black Wall Street, but see, it's not the problem them destroying Black Wall Street. The fact is that black folks gave up after that. Because you can destroy it. You can, how come a terrorist, you can kill Bin Laden, but you have 10 other people rise up in his place? It's because you're not going to kill a spirit like that. They going to do it. So the black folks got to be the same way.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to also look at, and the way I can understand, man, they was destroyed spiritually after that, man. Imagine you had, like, this empire. You came up from nothing, man, just freed not too long ago, and you were able to create this empire. This was far superior than any Chinatown was. You know, just think about that. And that was the best thing. That was the best thing black folks ever had, man, the best thing, you know. But until, like, this integration stuff, man, that's what destroyed them, man. Integration. Yeah, now they're gonna go and vote. Now they're gonna go and vote for Obama, and they're gonna become blacks. Gonna be complaining for the next 4 years. They're gonna vote for him, put him in office, and they're gonna vote for him, but the Electoral College is gonna pick him because that's the ones who really picks the president. You know, they just give you that just illusion to make you feel like you got power, but the Electoral College is gonna put him in office. But after 4 years is up, it's gonna be the same old thing, man.
Jane, you were about to say something, Jane?
No, I was just I was saying that back then, black people were a lot more unified than they are today.
Yep.
So the value system has changed, and they aren't as unified. They don't see things. Everybody is now all for self, whereas back then they were, you know, just coming out of a struggle. They were more unified. They were more looking, you know, out for each other. If one didn't have it, someone else did, whether they were across the street or down the road. And it's just not that way anymore.
No, it's not. They celebrate criminal records. I mean, if you got a criminal record in the black community, that's a badge of honor. When you should be shunned and looked at like you're crazy. If you're doing the twerk team, oh, you great. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you wouldn't have no black women doing no twerk team and no Negro hanging out on the corner all day. Of course, back in that time period, if Negro hang out in the corner, cops run up on you like, boy, what you doing out here?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I say it's sad that you had to be under doggone Jim Crow and slavery and everything else for you to act right. You know, you get your little freedom, you don't know how to act.
There needs to be a separation, man, a separation between, like, the ones that wants to do things and ones that don't want to do things. There has to be a separation because you can't keep the two together, man, because you got one side that's trying to get ahead, that's trying to do things, and you got the coons, man. There has to be a separation, man. There has to be.
The separation comes from disassociation. You just don't associate with people like that. That's where the separation comes from, if that's what you really want.
Well, you're right. Now, Jane, you're right about that, but also think about it. If brothers and sisters really get on on this deal about having their own stuff, having their own everything, that alone will separate you. Because if you're making good money, you're not going to hang with no thug, and you're not gonna, and no woman going to be hanging with no hoes. So they got to go in a different area. They got to start living different, moving to different areas. The only way we can get away from those folks is being successful, because that's what our people fought for. It's for us to be successful. And what I see about this day and time, you really kind of have no excuse now why you can't be successful, because with the creation of the internet, it's giving everybody a chance to do something.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, if it wouldn't be for the internet, I couldn't even do no online radio show or do no YouTube video or nothing. If it wouldn't be for the internet, you had to go through the old way, getting a journalism degree. Hopefully you can do this and do that. You have to bow your knee to some of these folks, coon, and all this other stuff to hopefully get a decent thing in journalism. Now, it's got so many people that's gotten looked at from mainstream media, radio shows, and all this other stuff, looking at things online. You know what I'm saying? So people have been discovered from online. So you do have a chance to make it. We do live in a capitalistic society, and I found out as a black man, that color don't stop you. What stops you is you. And that's why I can't stand when black people be saying white people, white man. And say, even if that, like, I'm not saying no racism go on. Yes, it does. But you gonna let that stop you? Like, we went through slavery, so we got the strength of DNA already in us. Stop being a punk and just go ahead and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And another thing I found out too is a lot of our people, you know, are ignorant to a lot of things. Like, and that's hurting us, and you got to get game where you get it from. Man, somebody's got some talk going on in the background somewhere. Okay, I stopped it. And a lot of our people don't have a lot of game. You know, I've learned so much game from working around a lot of older white men on the job. I mean, about money. They put me on so much game about money I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Because in the black community, we just trying to eat, keep the lights on. We ain't trying to move money around, investments and this and that and vacations and how to flip your money and all this other stuff. And like today, for instance, talking about ignorance. At my job, they have a flexible spending account. Now, most companies, they will say you can use a flex spending account, but you got to put money into it and you can use it. Well, for the past almost 4 years I've been working at this company, I did not know that the way it worked was if you want $6,000, they'll give you the $6,000 on a debit card right up front to go do whatever you want to do, and they just take the money out your check until it match up. Uh-huh. So that means I was holding off on doing some dental work I want to get done, LASIK, and all the other stuff I want to get done. I could have had that years ago, but I just found out today about it. And that's like what I'm saying, lack of knowledge. I did not know that. So that made me ignorant to a benefit that I could have got. And that goes along with credit scores, to go along with finances, with our money. Because black folks got a lot of money, but they use it so horribly. They buy things that has no value whatsoever. Rims, clothes, cars, you know what I'm saying? That's what keep us broke. Jordans, you know, you own food stamps, but you got the best Jordans on. I remember here in Houston, at Greens Point Mall, walking, they'll get Jordans and walking home. Like, are you kidding me? You ain't got a car, but you buying Jordans? Boy, man. Or getting on the metro with Jordan Dome.
Right.
See, how late does your train run?
What train?
The Houston train. How late does it run?
I don't. Are you talking about the Metro Rail?
Yeah, Houston train.
I don't know. I don't ride public transportation, so I couldn't tell you any of that.
How much is gas down there?
Well, I put premium grade in my car only, so. I think I paid $3.75 the other day.
Oh damn!
But that's premium grade though. I don't put that regular in my car.
Oh okay. All right.
No. I remember when I got my wife, she was like, "You put all that expensive gas in your car?" I said, "Woman, look, just I'm gonna run a full tank of premium in your car, okay?" I said, "Then watch the gas mileage and then tell me about it." After one tank, she was like, Oh, I want the premium now. I said, yeah, that's what I thought.
I use premium in my car. I don't see a difference. It's like, and we pay $4.87.
Wow. Yeah, that's California for you. I can't tell y'all live out there with that expensive cost of living. What about your maintenance? What kind of car you have?
It's an XJ6.
XJ6. Is that Jaguar?
Uh-huh.
Do you keep up with the regular service at the dealership?
Yes.
Because I don't see why it should be burning gas. Yeah, because Jaguar, you got to put 93-octane gasoline in there, correct?
Yes. I drive a lot, though.
Oh, well, that could explain it, too.
Yeah,
you drive a lot. Okay. How's that Jaguar running for you? Run pretty good?
It's good. Yeah, it's good. With the exception of the maintenance cost and, you know, the gasoline, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I have a Nissan Xterra. I have a 2009 Nissan Xterra. It runs me pretty good. I have no problem with it. And like, I'm about to pay off my wife's car. She got an 08 Cobalt, about to pay that off, and I'm not buying another car. I was thinking about, like, oh, I'll get her an Acura, you know. I mean, if I want to
get the Accord, Hondas are good.
Honda is good, but I don't know. I just kind of want to go to Acura. I don't know. I like an Acura or Infiniti is the next step up from a Nissan, you know, but I'm thinking more so an Acura. I was just liking that Acura this one guy had at work. Because at my job, these cats be coming with all them new cars. And
mm-hmm.
trucks, and so you see everything in the parking lot at my job, because you know they be giving bonuses and stuff. So these cats be taking their bonuses and going to put down payments on cars, and you know what I'm saying. So you know it's good. You know, you can ride good and try to live good, and you know another thing too. I noticed, you know, off subject too, is you know a lot of our people don't take vacation. You notice that?
I did notice that. You know, I actually wanted to start some kind of company where we travel, because I love to travel. I've traveled everywhere, but I have noticed.
Yeah, because I was saying, you know what? I told the wife when I seen sandals. I had a coworker tell me about sandals out there in the Bahamas. And he said,
mm-hmm.
man, you need to go. It's nice. And I'm like, well, how much is it going to cost? He told me a certain amount it's going to cost. So you got to have your passport, this and that. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? I said, yeah. I said, the moment I said, brother, go out there to the Bahamas, I'm gonna go act a fool.
you said the Bahamas?
Yeah, the Bahamas. Yeah, the Sandals. That resort.
Oh, you talking about flying out there or the cruise?
No. I'm talking about flying out there.
Man, I'm telling you, you should. You know what? You would be good instead of. I'm telling you, man. Take the cruise, man. I tell you, I've been on cruises earlier this year for my first time. Take the Carnival cruise. Go to the Bahamas, man. I'm telling you, that's the best thing to do. Go on cruises, man. They have served food 24 hours, man. Everything's open. They have casinos on the boat 24 hours. They have stores open 24 hours, man. You don't want to fly. I'm telling you, take a boat to the Bahamas, man.
You don't like flying?
No, flying is cool. I'm talking about if you want to try something different, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you know, we haven't done a cruise yet. But like I said, when I saw Sandals, if you go online and look at Sandals and look at all the stuff they got to do at Sandals, and then, like, for my kids, you know, my wife showed me Atlantis. And I don't know if you saw Atlantis. They even got
yeah,
a 30-minute YouTube
there.
Video. Oh, you been there?
I've been there.
Yeah, that would be good for my kids,
man.
I'm telling you, man,
you never been to Atlantis?
No, I've never been.
I'm telling you, man, don't go to Freeport, Bahamas. Go to Nassau, Bahamas, where Atlantis is. I'm telling you, man, you would like it, man. It's nice, man. I should upload some videos that I took when I was there. It's nice. I'm telling you, man, you won't never forget it.
Yeah,
it's real
true.
Nice.
I tell you what, I go down there to the Bahamas. I'll get definitely take my video camera. I'm like, black man in the Bahamas.
another thing about the Bahamas, man. I'm telling you, you talking about the black females out there look good, man. I'm telling you, see black, dark skin, black females with nice silky skin. Nice shit. They ain't overweight like these females here, man. I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm off the market on that. I'm good. I mean, that's for y'all single dudes. You know, like I said, if I was some of y'all single dudes, I guess I would be looking into that. But nah, I'm good.
but I'll tell you one thing. Everybody, like when I was there, everybody was cool, man. Everybody's like friendly and all that, man. You know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you, when you feel.
Oh, brother, I'm going. It's a lot of traveling I want to do. Like I said, I've been wanting to go to, you know, Australia. I want to visit there. I want to visit London. I want to go to. I want to go visit Ghana. I want to go there. I've talked to a lot of brothers
yeah.
and sisters from Ghana. It's an English speaking country. Believe it. That's another thing. you know, how is the British owning countries in Africa? But that's a totally different story. But anyway.
Let me ask you, you ever been to Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, I've been to L.A. Love it out there.
Is it worth going? Like, how is it? Is it, you like it better in Houston or what?
For me, yeah. I mean, with Jane, she's from out there. She can tell you how it is. But I like it better in Houston for me because the people kind of run like I run. I'm a person that runs 24/7, like in my mind and everything. You know, I'm always thinking, always you got something going on. And they like that over there, y'all. People ain't got time to pay attention to you like they do in other parts of the world. I mean, because they worrying about themselves.
Oh, what? Like, I don't know, because I hear mixed things about L.A. Some people say it sucks. Some people say it's nice. I don't know. I hear mixed things about it.
Well, I would if I had to live in California, L.A., I wouldn't stay in L.A. I would stay around it. Maybe, like, some places I saw, like, Downey was okay. Pico Rivera, some places. What's that? Cerritos, I think, that I saw. That was cool. That was real nice. Santa Fe Springs was nice. I like the swap meets. I love that. Tommy's
what
was good.
What is swap meets? What is that?
That's kind of like, do you have flea markets up there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they call it up there, over there in the West Coast, swap meets.
I don't know, man. It's like they say California can be a country on its own, man. It's
yeah,
like,
but they got everybody out there. That's the thing. You talking about looking for females. They got females of all kind of nationalities out there. They got the Armenian community like Kim Kardashian. You got the Jamaicans, the Haitians. You got the Africans. You got the Asians people out there. You got all kind of people out there. I mean, it's not just like black and white or Hispanic. No, it's like everybody. It's like the world, United Nations over there. You got all kind of food. Like, I love that Filipino food out there. The Hawaiian barbecue is good. And then you live in L.A., you 3 hours away from Vegas. That's wonderful. You can just, you know, leave out. You know what I'm talking about, Jane? You can drive 3 hours, go to Vegas. And that's
great. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things you can do here. You can go to San Diego. You can go to Santa Barbara, San Francisco, Big Sur, Monterey. So many places to go. Berkeley.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't know, like going over there to the West Coast, I came down to this, like Seattle, San Francisco, Vegas, L.A., and San Diego. I had to choose two, so I would say the place I would go would be Vegas and L.A. Those are supposed to be the best, I heard.
I would live in Vegas. And
we have Yosemite National Park, which is one of the most beautiful parks in the world.
But it's a but. Let me tell you the but, okay? And what held me back a little bit from moving to California. Okay, they have to pay state tax. In Texas, we don't pay state tax. The cost of living is very high. You got to make some good grip to stay in California. Matter of fact, you got to have a female working together with you, or unless you're doing good by yourself, because you don't want to stay in no hood. And expensive prices in California in places where I would think you'll get like a bad house here in Texas, it'd be like a regular small shack in California. Like my cousin, she got a house in Pearland, and she paid $210,000 for the house, right? But, okay, this house is 3,500 square foot, two-story, five-bedroom, three-bath home, fully furnished. My cousin, because my cousin's a realtor, okay? Now, in California, how much would that kind of house cost, Jane?
Easily. And this is on the outskirts. This is not in the city of Los Angeles. Easily $500,000.
Well, there you go. And then I guarantee you, she probably would have paid $1 million because of the neighborhood she's in. The neighborhood is, like, nice. Oh, it's a nice. Matter of fact, when my cousin and her husband moved in, like, even the white people was asking them, you know, what did they ask them? What team you play for? That's what he was asking them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a dream, man. Like, I don't know, but I got to check it out for myself, man.
The best thing for you to do is travel, dude. I mean, like, travel. Like, for me, like, when I want to start traveling, like, say, hitting people up, like, that I know, you know, in different spots. Say, hey, you know, I'll be out there, man. You want to eat some dinner or something? You know, it's like, I like just talking to people and hanging out. Like, I'm just a regular dude, man. I'm not on no Hollywood BS. I'm just, man, I just like to talk, eat. And that's my thing. I love food. You say food, I'm there.
So what about how's it on San Francisco? How is that?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Is it overrated?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Ask Jane. I don't know. I've never been.
Oh,
I mean, you probably should go online and just look at these places in terms of, like, what the rentals are. San Francisco seems to be more expensive than even here in Los Angeles. But it's nice. I mean, all of California is gorgeous. Northern California, Southern California, it's all gorgeous. But it's going to cost you.
Yeah, y'all don't have to worry about snow and whatnot, huh?
Well, we did have snow in... We had snow in 2009.
Yeah, we have snow every blue moon, too. In Texas, we have snow every blue moon. Like, we don't have snow, but, like, if it does get cold or ice or whatever, then, like, I remember when it got 20 degrees, like, for 1 month, and we were just freaking out. We don't have a winter that cold. We normally, our average low temperature at the lowest would get maybe, like, about upper 30s, and that don't last long. I mean, we can wear shorts year-round here in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only bad thing about Houston is the hurricane.
Okay, hurricanes. All
right. Yeah.
I heard there's something called in Houston called, what, Papados?
Oh, yeah, Papados, yeah, uh-huh. What about it?
No, because the dude who stays up in Boston, he was down there for a minute, and he told me about Papados. He said if I would go down and check out Papados.
If you know, I'm going to tell you the Papados you need to go to. If you want good Cajun food, the further east you go toward Louisiana, that's when the Cajun food gets better. So the Papados, for instance, in Beaumont, Texas, is much better than the Papados here in the Houston area. It's like the closer you get to Louisiana, the food gets better and better and better when it comes to the Cajun food. Because I grew up on Cajun food. You know, so you know, eating hog head cheese and yams and, you know, smothered pork chop, smothered chicken, you know, greens, mustard greens, collard greens, cornbread. Yeah, I grew up on all that.
Mm-hmm.
Rice every day, some sort of bean every day. You know, I just grew up like that because all my family's from Louisiana. They moved over to Port Arthur.
Oh, you said your people from Louisiana?
All of them, because all the black people that moved to Port Arthur, they moved over there because they had a lot of jobs at Texaco Refinery back in the day. So all the brothers moved their families to Port Arthur to get those jobs. And my grandfather and my other grandfather was included, my mother and my father, you know. So then they start working in the plant as well, like my dad. You know, he worked. Now he's not in the plant anymore. He's an electrical engineer now. And he put himself through college to do that, in spite of all the crap my mother put him through. But I told that before, that story. You know, so I mean, it's okay. Now I don't like Port Arthur because it's just a go nowhere town. That's why I'm in Houston. Because the only thing you could do over there is just eat, have babies, and go to church. That's about it, really. So I don't like that area. But down here in Houston, I'm cool. It's still down home. It's still got a down home feel, but it's a city.
Yeah. Because my father, he's from Shreveport. I don't know
okay.
If you're familiar with Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah. I've been to Shreveport. You know, I've seen how it is over there. But, like, I don't know what you do for a living, but, like, if you make at least, I would say you make, like, I guess 40 is okay, but you making 50, 60,000 over here, you can. You know, anything more than 60,000, shoot, you're doing real good, you know, a year. And that's why I try to tell a lot of these brothers about the industry I'm in. I say, man, it's a lot of money in what I do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers don't realize that, you know, in the petrochemical industry. You know, especially if you get that chemical engineering and petroleum engineering, or even if you go get a process technology degree and go in as an operator. I mean, you're going to make, you know, like these cats in Exxon, Mobil, Shell, just operators making six figures. And a lot of these cats don't know that. A lot of black folks don't know that.
Yeah, I have two uncles. Well, I have an uncle and a cousin that both work for Exxon Mobil. And they were making... Well, my cousin still works for them, so he's making a lot of money.
Yeah, I knew this one brother that worked over there. His brother said, yeah, I make $120,000 a year here. And I'm talking about $120,000 here in Texas is some money, okay, due to the cost of living. And he said, yeah, I throw all my Exxon stock. I got this, I got that. And his brother's young. He said, I got rent houses. I mean, his brother's just smart with his stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, shoot. You know, he said, I can leave Exxon today. I'd be all right just off my rent houses. You know, I mean, that's good to be in that kind of position. You know, that brother wasn't all that like these young cats is why everybody want to be a rapper stuff. I mean, that's why they all broke, because everybody want to be a rapper, you know. When they just, you know, one person said something on YouTube. I'll never forget. Never forget this. They said, you know, this one black woman was talking about black men, saying, oh, black men don't want to go to college. Black men don't want to do this, and black men don't want to do that by college. This one brother said, well, maybe black men are a little bit smarter to not go to college to go work for somebody else. I said, wow. I didn't think of it that way. You know, because it's like, think about it. Unless you, like, you got so many people with business degrees, they don't have their own business. Well, why are you going to get a business degree and you're going to go work for somebody else?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
That's why I get mad. You know who I get mad the most at? Black women. Black women got the biggest MBAs. They tell you, I got an MBA. But yeah, you let the Koreans own the weave. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making the Koreans rich? Buying BMW, having them Koreans who even like your black behind. But yeah, you still go buy weave from them. I don't get why black women don't be making that money.
Well,
if anybody should be rich, it should be black women.
It goes into conditioning. I mean, yeah, it's easy to say, look at the surface issue and say, oh, yeah, you have this degree. Why didn't you go into business? But when you're conditioned to believe, okay, you go to college and then you prospect as many firms as you can until someone hires you, no one's telling them you go and get your education and then you go and you open your own business.
That's what I feel. I feel that's the next frontier for black folks is to have businesses. Because you have your own business, you ain't got to fight with nobody about affirmative action. Give me a. See, that's the wrong black folks. We want to beg a chance for everybody else stuff instead of having our own. Like them brothers got mad that ABC wouldn't let them on The Bachelor. I'm like, create your own bachelor show. You can go online. You can go online these days. If you get a little bread, get 12 females, and you rent a house. It's going to cost you a little money. You can put it all on YouTube. Trust me. Then people see all the hits on the networks. They want to pick you up. But you don't have to be begging these folks these days. That's what I'm trying to tell brothers and sisters. Stop begging and start creating your own.
Right now, I'm looking for people who are serious about starting their own businesses. I'm looking for a business to invest in with someone. I need, like, help. But, you know, people out here, they either are doing their own thing, the street game, or they're working for someone in an office. So I'm looking for people, like-minded people like myself, where I have so many show ideas, but nobody to really help me, you know, produce them. So it's like, it's so frustrating. I agree with you 100%. We should start our own production companies. Just every kind of business where we dominate. Sports especially. Why aren't we more on the business side of sports?
Exactly. We chase the ball, but we don't own no team. Well, except Jay-Z got a part in the Brooklyn Nets, which is good for him. But Jay-Z, he's a little different, you know, than the norm. Okay.
Well, Magic has, you know, his stake in the Lakers. The Magic also has his stake in the Dodgers. But it's a few. Jada Pinkett and Will have their stake in the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, but it's such a small amount of people when you compare it to the amount of blacks in these sports, in these different sports.
Now, you know what I would love black people to do? No, I'm going to tell you what I would love black people to do. I would love it. The first black-owned bank. I would love to see that.
That happened here in Los Angeles. Janet Jackson and somebody else, I forget. It was like three or four other black people all pooled their money together, and this was long before Michael died. They pooled their money together, and they opened a bank on Crenshaw and Stalker. They did not get the business that they would have needed to sustain the company. So,
you know why they didn't get the business? Do you know why?
Yeah, I know why. But go ahead and tell me.
No. I'm going to tell you why. If Janet and whoever else have some sort of star power, they don't realize you don't need mainstream media anymore. You got social media. They could have took to the internet, took to Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
No. This was before Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because once you have social media, has given us a power now that we never had before, and that's a blessing. And we got to take advantage of that. We got to do that. We got to stop putting on shows with people and arguing and cussing each other out and all the other stuff we do, making ourselves look stupid and be about this money. I tell people, that's why I told a lot of brothers, stop being about them women and be about getting this money. There's too much money to get out of here. Because if you change the men, you'll change the women. The fact of the matter is, in the black community, you complain about the matriarchal system. Well, you want it as a patriarchal system. You got to stop telling women to fix themselves and fix you. Once you fix you, then they'll get in line.
That's true.
No other race of men is telling any women anything because they lead in their community under the patriarchal system. If a woman don't want to get in line with the patriarchal system, shun her. Leave her alone. So you got one or two options. Fix it or just stay by herself. And no woman wants to be shunned. Trust me. They don't.
Yeah.
But these men got to get in their head that you got to have your financial house in order and make the right decisions and priorities. And that's why I was thinking about it the other day. I got to write a book on it. I got to because, you know, but I didn't want to write a book because I hate writing. But then my wife said, you know, they got that text-to-speech software that you don't have to write anything. I said, because I can talk all day. I just don't want to write. And then I looked at the software. It'll cost like a little over $200, one of the best on the market. I plan on buying it because I need to write my book. Because a lot of these brothers need that knowledge they want.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
They aren't the ones picking up the book. You actually have to go into the communities.
Yeah, man, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for it. You're still there, right?
Yeah. I'm still here.
What I'm saying is, you can vote all you want, but that's not going to solve the problem, man. You can vote for Obama all you want, but that's not going to solve the problem.
But the fact
right?
of the matter is, you're talking about Obama. Let's be real. Whether Obama's the greatest thing to slice bread or not, he's not responsible for what you do with your life and what you make it or not. I don't depend on Obama for that. I really don't.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking like you per se. I'm talking about this is how a lot of blacks think.
No, I'm gonna tell you what blacks' problem is. Black folks' problem is they look for a savior too much. That's a problem. You your own savior. The way I grew up was this, okay? You got all you got in this world is yourself and the Lord. That's all you need. Nobody else. So I don't look for no black leader to show up to just save my life. I'm like, I don't need you. I'm grown. I can do it for myself. That's the problem, black folks. We want a leader too much. Then they kill the leader. Then we scatter like sheep, lost sheep. Mm. Nobody needs to be no leader. Everybody
That's
need to do
exactly
myself.
Right. You're exactly right. You're the leader of your own family. You're the leader
right.
of your community. Why do you need this Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, who really isn't leading anyone?
No, you talking about Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton? I'm going to tell you, they have been so compromised long ago. When I seen Al Sharpton took that job at CNN, I said, oh, no, he compromised. Because when you take their money and get on their program, they control what you say.
Is he on CNN or is he on MSNBC?
No. He's on CNN.
Hmm.
He's on CNN.
Yeah, he's
getting paid.
Both of them, they're about getting money, man. All they're about is like being on TV and getting money. You know, they ain't about the betterment of, you know, black people, man. They just want them up with these Negroes.
What makes me sick about him, he wants to show up on the mainstream media shows, like Trayvon Martin situation. Let's go back to that. He didn't go, actually, social media is the one that got that story going. Not even mainstream. It was us that did it, okay, on social media. Al Sharpton shows up way after the television cameras want to show up. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, he should not even have time to do a show on CNN, all the things that go on. If he just focused on police brutality cases alone that go on in this country, he would be so busy. But see, instead of using that star power you got and the television cameras and draw attention to these cases like that stop and frisk stuff that goes on in New York, that's horrible. Just stopping people and harassing people for nothing just because you think they got something with no probable cause?
Yeah,
why
like,
he don't address that?
And just like, I question, like, you know, when they had the Million Man March back in 95, I'm trying to understand, what was the purpose of that? You go down to D.C. to hear a speech, now what? I'm just saying, man, you could have called them down there, let's put our money together, you know what I'm saying? Let's stop supporting these other businesses, let's create our own businesses. What was the purpose of bringing a million men down there for?
I'm going to tell you the difference between black, but hold on, I'm going to tell you the difference between black folks. And I'm going to say white folks. I've studied the two. White people help each other out. I've seen it. They get in, they get ahead, they bring their friend, they bring their cousin, they bring their brother-in-law, they bring them all with them. Black folks, I don't want them to take my spot. That's why we stay at the bottom, and that's why they get up. Because they bring everybody with them when they're successful.
You got to be careful of them, man. You got to be careful of them type of blacks, man. They can really screw you up.
But that's the ones. Like I said, that's the ones you got to separate yourself from. It's not always the thug and the hood rat. It's them too, because they'll cut another black person in a minute if they halfway think they're gonna take their position. Because they may want to make sure they got their seat at master's table now.
Uh-huh.
They want to make sure of that. And me, I'm not like that. I want my own stuff. I ain't trying to beg you.
Well, the first thing you gotta know how to identify those type of people. You gotta try to separate, you know, the good blacks from the bad blacks. You gotta try to separate them. You gotta try to. It can be hard sometimes, but you gotta know the no good ones from the ones who about doing the righteous ones. You know.
But see, it's not. You say it's hard. It's not hard. It's a simple to separate them. Just two things you need to do: listen and watch. That's it. And if you listen to the way people talk and watch what they do, they reveal themselves. Even the Bible teaches a man reveals his heart, you know, what comes out of his heart, you know, how it works out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what's in his heart will come out of his mouth. So just listen to him talk and how he operates. It's going to reveal to you what he or she is about. That simple. If I see you cooning and all this, yes, sir, stuff, I don't fool with you. I just don't. I just don't. That's just me. I treat everybody the same, no matter who you are.
Okay. I mean,
can I just interject for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
There are so many times where I hear us talking about what we should do. We've been talking about what we should do for so long. I'm ready to actually see some action, you know? Mm. And there are very few of us that are willing to put our money where our mouth is. You know, I'm ready, and I've met people. I've met people on the street. I've met people, you know, through networking conferences, and they always say the same thing. We need to do this. We need to do that. And then when I contact them, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, there's 101 different excuses. I don't have the money. I'm working right now. I don't have the time. It's always something.
Like, what specifically? Like, who is I never got your name. I don't know. What's your YouTube name?
Jane Speaks.
I think I've seen you before. You have your own channel? You make videos?
Yes.
Okay, I think I've heard of you, but I don't think I've seen any of your videos. But what specifically do you do?
You mean on YouTube?
No, I'm talking about what do you do?
Oh, I design jewelry.
Oh, okay. I never met a jewelry designer before.
Yeah, that's what I do. But, you know, I just feel like there are so many things that we can be doing and we aren't doing. There's so many places where we could be profiting and instead someone else is. So we can go all day and talk about unification, black business ownership, blah, 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 blah. But what are we doing?
Exactly. That's what I'm all about. Just go ahead and do it.
I'm talking
about it, but like what I tell y'all, I'm being about it too. I mean, y'all may not, I don't go toot my horn everything I'm trying to do, but like I say, yes, what I do for a living, I don't have to try anything else. I can do real, you know, I do good, thank God. I'm one of the success stories to say I made it from the hood. I do okay. But I want more than that.
Okay.
You know, I want to own my own. I don't want to be in a position where the company can fold and say, oh, guess what? You don't have a job. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be in that position. I want to be able to, you don't get rich working for somebody else. There you go.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for because when I go in the library, right, like if I use the computers, I see a lot of cats like filling out these applications for Staples, Best Buy, or, you know, any other company, man. I just see them like every week always filling the applications, man, and just hoping, waiting for somebody to call them, man. And it's all like, and I just know chances are they compete with like thousands of other people, man. It's like, chances are nobody's gonna call him. The chances are low.
That's why you gotta get out there and make it yourself.
Yeah, man. But a lot of cats. It's like a lot of cats from like birth, man. They've been taught, you know, go to school, get a job, work for somebody. It hasn't been put in them to, you know, if you can't find a job, to create your own, become a self-independent contractor, become an entrepreneur. All they're taught is to go work for other people. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the reasons why they would rather have, you know, ignorant blacks. This is one of the reasons why they didn't want black folks to read, because they have to be dependent.
Well, you know, it's like this. You got to come up with a sound plan, sound goal, and network with other people, no matter who they are, just people that you know is going to be for you and can help you out and make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to network with people that's doing stuff. I ain't got no time for no nigga's business. I just don't. You know, I don't do it.
I'm going to say, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I don't have time for that. I'm stickler about time. I'm stickler about deadlines. I mean, when that brother, you know, I got to make my page for me on YouTube. And that brother impressed me because he, you know, I gave him a chance to do some work for me. He showed me his work. I liked it. And he delivered not only on time, a day early. And that's what I like. That's what impressed me. So, like I told that brother, you got a customer now because you impressed
that's
me
good.
Like that.
You know, but see, I can't always say, you know, I always believe in supporting blacks, you know, black businesses, but I can't always say my experiences haven't always been that good. I've had niggas try to rip me off, you know, and it's kind of discouraging, man, but it's like I try to keep the faith, but there's some niggas that's going to rip you off, man. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you about business. I don't look at color. I look at the color green. That's money. So I don't put my money in business. And so it don't really bother me if you try to rip me off. I don't trust nobody anyway. That's kind of my attitude. I just don't trust nobody.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I just don't. You got to have an attitude not to trust people like that. You know, if I get to know you, whatever, that's one thing. But, you know, I just don't just blindly trust you just because you're a black person. I'm like, man,
right.
A snake comes in the color black, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
I mean, it goes back to what I said earlier, man. I work with, you know, it doesn't like, okay, it doesn't always have to be about color, but I work with whoever's willing to work with me. If they're honest, straightforward and righteous, you know, we can do it.
But see, also, too, you got to learn about business. You're going to be in business, you're talking about putting your face out there on YouTube, whatever. You like, some people... They use certain, like, you can't use racial slurs at all about nobody because you're going to affect your bottom line. Let's say you got a top business all of a sudden. Somebody see a YouTube video and you saying white people this and this one that and
come on,
whatever.
Dude, come on, this is common sense. You know, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm talking to you now. I'm not talking. When it comes down to business, like what I do right now, I don't talk no racial stuff with, like,
Some people do that. Some black folks will do that on YouTube. They'll say all this stuff, and I'll say, why are you saying that, man? It's like you're going to ruin yourself. Like, even some people get fired from their jobs saying certain things on YouTube. Believe it or not, people will be finding your Facebook, finding your YouTube. Like, I'm glad I use another name for my YouTube and another name for my fan page, not my name. Because I don't, you know... Even though I don't care if somebody find my stuff at work, I don't care because I don't say anything about nobody at work or talk about anything about nobody like that. But I just try to keep them folks out of my business because I don't worry about it paying attention to me at work. Like, dog, this dude talking about this dude talking about that. And, you know. So, I'm going to rather wrap this show up. We've got about 90 seconds. But, Jane, I appreciate you coming on the show. And thank you for being here with me.
You're welcome.
And like, so I know next week I got a show Tuesday coming up with actually a classmate of mine and actually one of the success stories also from the hood. She worked for Houston Style Magazine, and she interviews everybody, you know. So I'll try to set that up for next week. So anyway, I thank everybody for coming on, and even Mr. Kids Mac, because I've been seeing his name a lot for a long time. So. I'm glad I got a voice with a name now. And
yeah.
Jane, we need to talk and keep network a little further, see what you got in your head.
I want to run some business ideas by you, but I'll do that, I guess, via email.
Yeah, do that. But anyway, I'm going to wrap the show up. Thank everybody for listening. Everybody that called in and supporting the show, you can follow me on Twitter at The Advised Show. You could log on to my Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/The Advised Show. Of course, my YouTube channel, The Advised Show TV. And visit my Spreadshirt store, theadvisedshow.spreadshirt.com, for t-shirts and other things. Until next week, I'll check y'all later.
Okay. Bye.
All right.